107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got lots of great sessions, lots of great information sessions happening with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth. Christy Bannerman is on the line with details. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. It is a busy time once again with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth. Number of information sessions happening.
Absolutely. So Jeanette Sears and myself, Christy Bannerman, the two public education coordinators from the Alzheimer's Society here on Perth, work really hard to provide free education opportunities for anyone who is interested in learning more about brain health, how to support our brain health, or Alzheimer's disease, other types of dementia. We do this in the form of courses both in-person or virtual. One I'm always really excited to be offering is the Memory and Aging Program, written by the Baycrest Institute, starting on May 1st. And we're being hosted by the River Gardens Retirement Home.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about that program in particular?
For sure. This is a four-week healthy brain workshop written by the Baycrest Institute, all about what are changes that happen to my brain as I age? When should I be worried? So this is for people who don't necessarily have any sort of diagnosis or anything that might drive them to the doctor, but want to know how to support their brain health. And what are normal changes that are part of aging that I can provide some memory strategies to help support their ongoing cognitive function through this workshop? It goes for 4 weeks. It's 2 hours each session on Thursday afternoon, starting May 1st. And I've offered it a number of times across the county, and every time is just so much fun and such great information for anyone. Really, Baycrest advertises it for people over 55, which is a pretty big category.
Yeah, fair enough. And again, as you mentioned, it's Thursdays for Stratford starting May 1st. But as you also mentioned, it's also offered in Listowel Monday starting May 23rd and Goderich Wednesdays June 4th. So depending where you're hearing this.
That's right. Across both counties, we try to offer. And these are all in-person courses, which is always nice to get together.
So if they're hearing this, what's the best way to register or to get details?
Give our office a call at 271-1910. They can email me, Christy B, which is C-H-R-I-S-T-Y-B for Bannerman, at A-L-Z, that's short form for Alzheimer's, H-P for Huron Perth, .ca. So that's Christy B at A-L-Z-H-P .ca.
And these have been very successful workshops, so we should say, too.
Have been very well attended. Yes, it's. I find the most common reaction that I receive from people who've taken the workshop is everyone should do this. I feel so much more confident. I'm not worried anymore when I walk into the room and I forget why I went there. Because let's admit it, we all do that, Jamie.
Yeah.
Every one of us.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It happens.
Okay, and there's also the Dementia Basics webinar series, which you've talked about, 10 warning signs, also types of dementia, brain changes, 8 A's, and communication tips. In fact, 10 warning signs is Tuesday, April 29th, types of dementia is Tuesday, May 6th, and brain changes, 8 A's, is Tuesday, May 13th. Can you tell us about that title, brain changes, 8 A's?
Absolutely. So when we have changes related to whether it's Alzheimer's disease or another type of dementia, there are specific cognitive changes that we tend to see. And so this brain changes 8 A's, we talk about, you know, amnesia being the most common change that we see, memory change. But there's 7 other A's that go along with it that are really common. And it's a nice clustering of common changes that we see, as well as a few tips as to how to best manage those. So that these are all topics that are open for anyone, whether they are, you know, someone in the public curious. Maybe it's someone who wants to be better able to support a family member or a neighbor or a friend who's experiencing some changes, or maybe they're experiencing some changes themselves and just want to learn more about what might be happening. We also have a number of healthcare professionals who tend to pop in because they want to learn more, too.
And then there's also communication tips, which is happening Tuesday, May 20th. Again, we'll share all the details with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth. You can also go to alzheimer.ca/hereonperth for details on that. Christy Bannerman. And Christy, my goodness, just before we let you go, a big event coming up for Saturday, May 24th, we should say.
Absolutely. Our walk for Alzheimer's coming up on May 24th. Crossing my fingers for some good weather. We'll see, because it will happen rain or shine. Yeah, we're having walks in seven different locations across Huron-Perth. In Stratford, we're at Upper Queen's Park. And we're also having events in Listowel, in St. Mary's, and then in Clinton, Exeter, Goderich, and Wingham. So right across Huron-Perth, it will be a very fun day, regardless of the good weather that I am expecting.
But certainly a big, big event for Alzheimer's Society Huron-Perth with Walk for Alzheimer's. Again, every step counts. Make a difference today. We'll share all the links and details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. In the meantime, get information on all of these workshops that are happening. Great information sessions. Christy Bannerman with Alzheimer's Society Huron-Perth. Thanks so much for this, Christy.
Thanks so much to you, Jamie, and have a great day.